Okay, good morning. We are I'm talking to Samach Dalad, Hilchot Hashanah Rabbah. Sif Tafish Samach Dalad Sif Beis. Neitlim Arava Biyom Zeh. So on Hashanah Rabbah, we're kind of mitzvahs Nevim to take Arava. So in the base of Zecher LeMikdash, in the base of Mikdash, every day they used to put Arava branches, like 10 almas high, whatever it was, leaning against the Mizbeach, and they were doing Anuim and Kafos and whatever. However, we don't do that during the whole Sukkot, because even Lulav is Derabbanan, just as a Zecher. So we do it one day, we do it on Hoshana Rabbah, because those are Avinyonim and with Aravos and stuff and whatever. So therefore, that's what we do it on Hashanah Rabbah. The aim of Archin Aleha, but we don't make any brachas on it, even though, because it's mamish just a minute. It's not even a takana, it's a minig. Hagav Nagva Shishavish Beisak, this is maybe a Rava Limkor. The minig was that the Gabbai, the Shul, would bring a Ravos to sell. Kamashar Minig would be on Zvan Beisam Mikdash, Hayakayim, as a Zechavir, the Beisam Mikdash, that they would go ahead and bring the Ravos to sell. So this is a zecher. I remember some shuls do that. Nowadays, most people just buy their own hashanas. Uncle Panim. Gimel yesh b'she'omer she'af b'yom zeh makifin b'lulav v'lo b'arava. Some say that even though we neitel arava, but we only do hakafas with the arba minim. V'nagu ke'elo hakif bo gam b'arava. However, because it's the machlokes. So therefore we try to be yotzei. However, the Arizal says we don't go ahead and put the aravos together with the lulav. We don't be makif with the arava b'chlal. So therefore the minig nowadays is not to be makif with the arava. If the person doesn't have the arava medium, should he be makif with the arava? Some say there is a tzad to say he should. Come on, there is a shita in Shulchan Aruch, there is a shita. Instead of not being makif. Dalet shir arava zu afilu ala echa b'vad echa. The aravos is even one leaf from one on one stick. So if you have anything else, at least if you get one leaf from one stick, it could be even after you do chabata, it's even that you could take someone else's and do it. There's only a minig, as long as there's at least one leaf left. Hagar miu mechor ruliyos ala echa b'vad echa. It's not you do with a mitzvah. It should look nice because it's zekeli v'amveyu. Okay, nogu lasas v'shanos yofim. The meaning is to make nice v'shanos. And the v'shir arka k'shir oyech harava shebelulav. And the v'shir arka, you need gimel tfachim, which is Shir Chazanish is a 30, and Chaim Noah is less, whatever they were, Shirim were. Lachopanim, that has to be Lefachos. So, for example, a person, sometimes you go to an Arava tree and you want to start clipping Arava, so you have to just try to be sure that, and you want to be sure the top's not Niktam. So you have to be sure that the ones you're cutting, are at least a shear, at least a shear, because if they're small, if they're like smaller, like very small, it's you're not yotzei with them. Hagav v'chol ha'poisel b'arava shavula poisel b'arava zu, again niktam and yavesh, things like that, like very yavesh. And if there's no leaves left, v'choyvit ba'al hakarka, and you bang them on the ground, or a kli pa'mayim or shalosh, bang it two or three times, and the minig al pi Kabbalah, al pi the Arizal, whatever, is five branches. Even though you're allowed to say with one, and a kolpanin place can say three, but if you do al pi the Ari, you do five, and you bang it on the karka five times. Some say you have to do na'anuim as well. That when you pick up the aravos, so you do na'anuim like you do with Arminim, and then after that, sometimes you pick it up. It's a whole machlokes when you pick it up. Sometimes you pick it up before our Kol Mevaser, and then afterwards you after Kaddish, then you smash it on the ground. Sometimes you pick it up right then, whatever the minig of the shul is. Achopanim, I did see the brought down that the Shlomo Kluger has a very nice pshat. Says, why do we chayvid it? He says, I understand. He says, by Ravos, he said, by Arba Minim, it's, you know, the four different types of people, and the Ravos are the Shvacha people, the Rishayim, who we all put into one Igud. So now comes the Shana Rabba, and we're smashing them on the ground. What's going on with that? So he said, he's Masber, he says that you know, real Rishayim said, you know, as part of the klal, we can carve them, you know, trying to carve them, bring them, you know, as part of the klal. But if it's just not, going, so then they need hashpala. Then you know, din has to come in, and we need to be mashpil them. So therefore we take the aravos and smash them on the ground. He says therefore we should have some sort of kavana when you're. Yeah, that got this idea of Shviras Adinim, but also the idea of Shviras Rishayim. And that's why the emphasis that happens in Shana Rabbah is that's the last day that they said the reason why every Karbonos go down in order is that it's Mevatel the Umas, the Rishay, the Rishus, until Shana Rabbah where everything is Batel completely.
Another pshat is it's about the Rishayim in each one of us.
Yeah, it's different. Yes, it's different. Like I said, our own personal. Yes, your own personal rishus. It's rishus, so it's, you know, rishus comes out in different in different ways. You're right. Chaitin, like Rav Meir. Okay, I'll upon him. Like I said, I think the pshat is, you know, we try to recover them. It's just there's some people. It's just, you know. Nowadays, I think it's less so, but there are times in history where the rishus was much worse, and certain things, you know, just didn't work. Hey, ve'ena nitelis ele b'fnei atzma. You only think b'fnei atzma shelo yaged davar acher ima. You shouldn't put it with any other minim. But in yesh b'yado davar acher ein locho shezom pama chetzitza. Unlike by Luf. There's the idea of chatzitza, you should have minacher. There's no problem with that. So therefore, you can go ahead and you can be the minig is to ma'agid it with leaf of the lulav, or yeah, sometimes I take off one of the rings, and you can use one of the rings to do igur with it. Vav ein adam yaitzi rechavasa bar rabba shabalulav. You can't use the rabba and the lulav. A few like Bia is a shtei pa'amim, echad the shem lulav, echad the shem arava, vish oim she yoytzim. Some say you are yoytzim. Now, what's this sif talking about? It's talking about if you have the arba minim, and so what you do is you're yoytzim arba minim, halo, whatever, and you put it down, you pick the arba minim up again, and you're yoytzim mitzvah arava. You're not yoytzim with that. Some say you are. However, you take a second netila. But Kuli Alma, if you take the Aravos out, you know, if any other Aravos, take your Aravos out, and do a separate Netila, you are Yotze. You would be Yotze. Because again, it's just a minig, it's not a takana, even though we say Mitzvah Chavilos and all these things or whatever. But Akopanim, it's for Aravos, it's okay because it's, because again, it's just a minig. Vav, so Zion, Yesh Bisha Oimesh, Eni Yachal Litla, Imalulav, Bisha Shay Yotze Rechavasai. Some say that you shouldn't take it with the lulav when you, well, you shouldn't pick up the aravos together with the lulav. Because it's a shaila of Baal Tosif. Because it's like a separate mitzvah. These aravos like miyuchen. Even though you can usually put other extra aravos in the thing, but since on Hoshana Rabbah these aravos are l'shem. Mitzvah acher, so then it's not, you can't, and you're not being ma'agid it together with the lulav, so then it's a shayla b'al toisif. Right, because here your kavanah is usually, okay, you stick extra inimin to beautify the arba minim, whatever it is, that's not b'al toisif, it's the same, put 20 aravos, it's not b'al toisif. But here, these arevos are not ibedafka, not part of the lulav. So it's kiel, you're adding another mitzvah to netilas lulav. So that's the shaila about toys. Even though it's only the rabbanon, but achopanim the rabbanon retikun kain deraisa. If nitla oiver mishum baltoisif. Right, I'm not sure. I'll tell you, like I said, it's only the rabbanon. But achopanim rachani anu arishin yachu
huli. If you just had more arevos on any other day,
right? It's okay. Right. Achani anua harish and yachahu litla imalulav, and after the anua, and then you can take it with the lulav. Koshke mishasakafa, and you can go around mishasakafa. You know, the place can bring down the let's see, 1 second. Avi imnitla over mishim baltaisif. We did say, well, it's, you know, it's baltaisif. Talosu beinai. The emphasis is that the mechaber says, I think that's a tos. Because that's not you can because it's the same min lamaisa. You can add whatever you want. Mikol makom ein hefsed lachu shadvarav. So don't pick it up at the same time. Why do you have to pick it up at the same time? In case of oy legam acher netilam nianua tzarich litpois haravah levada. You should hold the ravahs by themselves. Lahaker shehi chayva to show that it's a separate mitzvah, separate chayva. Rishas hachabato yitzlenim b'shnei ansav yitzi by the chavaso. Then you put the lulav down. Aramin him down, and then you take the Arava by itself, do Nanuim, and then do Chabata. Hagab, Raminik Pasha Shlita Arava Imalulav B'Shach, Mr. Shas and Yanua. Ramal says, the Minig was always to do, was to do Nanuim together, with the Arava with the Luluv together. B'Shas HaKafa, Achas Chabata, to take hold of the whole time together until after. Then put the lulav down and take the arava. However, that was the minig. Rama says it's better because of this mishita. Better just not to do it. Because you get issues, and according to the Mishnah brings from the Arizal, that you have to be very careful. That al pi kabbal, do not be mechamer the arava with the lulav. Even if you did pick up the Arvaminim with the Arava after Hakafas put the Lulav down, then hold the Aravos. Shehema Shana Sha'isin Levad, Kozman Sha'im Tachnunim Alamayim. As long as you're saying all the Tachnunim, you should hold it. Menanim Hoshanas Peshasha Omim Hoshanos. And you should shake the Hoshanos when you're saying the Hoshanos. Shaila is, do you need to take all the leaves off? You know, how hard do you have to hit it on the ground? And do you have to sit there and smash it against the chair till, you know, hey, I got some halal, or whatever. So the minute, generally what people do is they hit it on the floor. They aim to hit it on karka, dafka. And then when it says and then on kelim to take the Ari says and you know take and then afterwards hit it on kelim to take more leaves off. The poskim and chayodim, I think my confirm the chayodim says that, but to go and take the aravos and keep on smashing them until you get every single leaf off is minik tenekis. Kids do it for simcha because it's fun, but that's for the kids to do. It's not you don't have to be Isaac in that. You can, but whatever. I guess there are people who are makbid, but to sit and keep on doing it is not, you don't have to. Ches, yesh misha oimer shoshana shemelulav, ob misha nizrekes, ein ifso ala, even though the rabbis, you're going to get rid of them, do not step on them, just like we said before, the other, shimushe mitzvah, arbaminim, schach, these have the same, the psalms that they have the same din. And therefore, right, test. Yesh mishem she'osu lahanos min harava. Something you can't have a nol achresh and nitilosa, like we said by other rabbi minim. And that means on that rabbiim lo hisnala meikar means on that day on Shana Rabba. You can't use it for whatever you want. The kuli yomi is considered mitzvasa. It's considered muksal mitzvasa. So therefore, you can't use it. Hagav v'nagul atznia yishanas afias matzahs yilasas ba mitzvah. And again, the minig is to save the aravos for afias matzahs or bir chometz. So you can do another mitzvah with it. It's discussion about what's this thing about throwing the aravos on top of the Aron Kodesh. So the emphasis is that the Achrayim talk about it. You know, the Rabbah, the main thing, the Rabbah said that there's an Indian of nitzitzi a din. You take the whatever it's like the Rabbah sort of like, you know, mivatal din, whatever, you know, and whatever is left, you throw them as if throwing them. Some say it's zecher to the Beit Hamikdash because they put the Aravos on the Mizbeach, so you put it up there.
So why we go around the Shulchan, because it's like going around the Mizbeach?
It's also,
we don't stand up the Aravos on the Shulchan.
Some say.
Why not?
No, that already is too. I think it's too. It's too close. Too much. It's the Marsham says it could be. It's a zecher for that. It's a minig. These are just timing of the minig. Some say it's better not to, because it could be shtickle. Well, the minig is generally to do it. I mean, obviously, you're talking about big tall aron, you can't throw it up there. I know some shuls that go by and get annoyed by it. They feel it's not bechavod. It depends on the gabbai of the shul, it's not worth a fight over. Some say, what do you mean? It beautifies the Aram. Okay, the Fianian, whatever the Rav in your shul says, and that's it. Yod Yesh Bishoimer, Sheish Lizar, Shalal Yikoitz Yisrael, Rav Le Mitzvah, Mr. Akum, Afil Bishus Akum. Some say, just like the other Arba meeting, you should not cut Aravos, even if you know, let's say you're walking, you know, let's say you're walking down the, let's say Chutzar, so you're walking, you know, the street, you know, your neighbor down the block has a big Arava tree for whatever reason, you know, not Jewish, and so you know, what's the big deal? He doesn't care. You go ahead and start cutting off Elishan Araba. You go start just snipping off Aravos is a problem because Gzula is Paisel, even by Hoshanos. So therefore, Chayshesh that also Karka Akum. Is Nigzelet, was Nigzal, just like we have before, even nowadays it's not so common. Akopane, and you shouldn't go ahead and cut off without from a karkov or akum. Kol Shekain, you shouldn't, you know, if your neighbor has a rava tree, you shouldn't start snipping it off. What does he care anyway? Because that would be Gzula, that would be straight. Yud Aleph, Imchal Yom Hashan Arava, B'yom Rishon, V'kotzu Avdi Chaim Arava B'Shabbos, V'yuk Kshera. Let's say, you know, the city goes around, and they have goyim go around and cut all the hoshanas down. You know, so they have, you know, hoshanas on Shabbos. It's kosher. That because it's don't say a mitzvah ba'aveira because it's not, there's no hana, And therefore it's also, you know, they shouldn't do it with chachila. But if it was done, then it's a kishiyasu already. Hagav miyu imtziva yisrael lekatsa ikra farhesi. However, if the city said yeah, they sent the workers around on Shabbos to cut everything down to be ready. That's farhesia. Then you shouldn't. Yesh lahachmir and yesh lahavar acher. That you shouldn't use because that's not. It's not appropriate. No, it's Kishiyasa. Yemir la'akum is only also Kishiyasa. It's Kishiyasa. The question here is a mitzvah b'aveira. It's already Kishiyasa because it's the morning, but it's a shayla of mitzvah b'aveira, so that already, you don't have to worry so much, unless it's something, the Mara says that it was for Hesia, then it's better not to use it. It's a little bit, it's not, whatever. Alright. Esrog b'shvi osur. Esrog on the last day of Shana Rabbah is also shavei huksa l'chol shiva. Since you were makatze v'chol shiva, you can't eat it. V'yel nisal achash asaboy mitzvah, even if it came possible, you dropped it, broke the pitim, whatever you did. Osur chol shiva siyam, you can't use it. V'shmini atzeretz mutter, by v'shmini atzeretz it is mutter. V'chutz aretz shayitz m'shnei yamim toivim shal golios. You do to Tavim Osir Af Bishmini, it's also Osir Mishmini Gilsafik Sukkah, the Mutter Bachi, and Mutter and Simchas Torah, a Filu Chalios Be'echa B'Shabbos, even if it's Chal on Echa B'Shabbos, you still shouldn't use it. Yesh Oisvim Bechalios Be'echa B'Shabbos, some say if it's Chal on Sunday, then you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't, the shayla of a chana, that you shouldn't use it, even though it finishes The first day, even though it's finishing the first day, but some say for Yom Chief, for Simchas Torah, you shouldn't use it because it's Hakil, it's Hachana, it's coming Mucha Memela for the second day Yom Tov. Beis Hifrish Shiva Asvergin the Shiva Yamin. Let's say you had seven Asvergin, all 7 days. Kol Echad Yoytzev Ava Ochel Lamachar. Your kavana is each day you eat it, and the next day you want to eat it. It's fine. But yom also, you can't use it that day. Shehuksa l'kol oisah hayayim, because it's muksa for that whole day. Safar samchvav sukkah b'yom hashvi asif aleph afal pi shagamar meleichol b'yom hashvi shachris. Even though you have some sense of minik of a suda on Yom Tov. In the Sana Shana Rabba, so you finish your shachris, lo yistur sukaso, don't start taking it down. But moitzihu as a kelim mimena, but you could take all the kelim out, your couch, whatever you put in. Mina mincha ulamal, after mincha, you can go ahead and take out tables and stuff. A masakin, it's a bias, chvoid yanta va'acharon, and you can go ahead and set up the house for Shmini Atzeres. Im elo makon.
Right, to set up.
It's right. You do need to set up for. Right. However, if ain't no makom lifanos kelev, you know, let's say that you don't have a place to take things out. And it's just too much, whatever it is, you want to just eat there. Tzarech lifchais ba'makom arba arba'ya, then on Hoshana Rabba, you have to go ahead and make off a bit of schach. Lasses heker sheyeshiva shalosh shem mitzvah sukkah, you're just sitting there because you don't want to move the table. But to show that you're paisel the sukkah to a certain degree, shalayin nira kameisiv, it doesn't look like you're a problem of baltoitiv. If you sit in Shmini Atzeres, in the sukkah, with aldas it's sukkah, it's geshmak, mitzvah, whatever, it's baltoisiv. Hagav, im reitze lechel b'sukkah achar achag, if you want to eat. Close to shkia, you go ahead and you push aside the whatever your tzach. Hagav, im reitze lechel b'sukkah achar achag, let's say after the chag, you want to sit in your sukkah, you know, whatever, and you know, however long it's up, until Hanukkah, Purim, whatever, depends on the person, how lazy a person is, or how much, once it gets rained on, like, it just, you know, sits around until it dries out, and yeah, who knows when, right? Ein tzarech lifchaizba, then you don't have to go ahead and not, after Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to go ahead and make a makom, don't near a kamaisif, rak b'yom ha'shmini. The Shaila of Baltoisif is only on Shmini Atzeres, because there it looks like you're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'hutzach lisoi b'shar hayom, if you need to eat later, tzarech lechol b'sukkah shmitzvah sukkah shiva. Even if you were peiches it, and you took everything in, but you decide you want to eat something, you still have to eat in the sukkah. V'chutzaret shetzarech leishiv b'shmini, and chutzaret, when you have to sit in it on the eighth day, when you finish eating in Yom Hashmini, Mori Kelev, Fanal Samimenu, then you go ahead and take stuff out on Yom Tov. Ein lo makom lahorid is Kelev, Eretz Elechol Babetshi, you can't take stuff out, let's say it's a Shailu Chitza, I don't know, whatever it is, and you want to eat there on Chi, Ein Yochal Livchois Ba, it's your Yom Tov. You can't go ahead and move the Schach, it's Yom Tov. Ma Yasa Lekera, so what do you do? Im Haisak Tana, if the sukkah ktana also lanich baner b'shayamin, that's not, you can't put in there shayamin yanechenu ba, which it's not a kasha because one of the shitas over there is that they don't put it there because it's sakana. So I don't see why it's also sakana on Yom Tov, but al kopanim, if it's not because of sakana, it just shows that you're putting it there. It's a bizayon, then it's fine. You can put in there machnis bakaderos sukaros kiyotzibahem, and you put in your dirty dishes or your pots and things. To show that it's already pasul, you be mevazit, and you're there and you're not and you finished with your mitzvah. Stop.